Welcome, Weirdos. Just want to reflect on a very lovely event I went to recently, which was Lost Love, which is at the Breachhead in Bournemouth, held by our very own David Brown. And this is the 10th year, so I thought I'd be marking a monument. I haven't brought anyone on for this because this is just a quick summary of like how the event went, what it was like, and who what was played, more importantly. As it was a hallmark for new players, the vets, we agreed that we wouldn't take anything crazy, and basically madness in Malifaux was largely ignored in this case. It was a three-round event, fixed master, and we had a nice broad spectrum of things, although there was no rezzers present. I almost switched last minute from Sandeep to McMorning just to get that rezzer in, but I stayed strong on the butterfly. So just as a quick summary, there was 18 players. Quite a few were new, which was class. Nice to see the community is growing. Lots of new people enjoying Malifaux for the great game that it is. So just as a quick rundown for those masters, we had Nakima, Tony, Ma, Euripides, Rasputina, Sonia, Vix, Hoffman, Lynch, Colette, Anya, Titania, Sonia, Padita, Cooper, Misaki, Sandeep, and Ivan. So a nice wide spread there of a wide range of different masters. Nothing really crazy there. Not really anything Madness and Malifaux. I know our Lord Mr. Varney did take the Iron Matron in his Anya crew. Matt actually changed from Sonia into Lucius last minute. So that technically wasn't correct there. We had a couple of Hexbows played, but largely other than that, it was fairly straightforward and clear. Round one, just for people who want to get in some practice games and get some ideas for some rounds. Round one of Lost Love was standard, carve a path, breakthrough, hidden martyrs, catch and release, public demonstrations, and set the trap. They've got a lovely range of boards as usual, with lots of different types of terrain and some of the new XLC stuff that he's been giving out as an event. So if you haven't gone to his events yet, make sure you do. He's usually giving out some cool little bits of terrain. I know I've got some from Enforcers Assemble, where I've still got to build the little walls, but they look class. No real surprises in round one. There was a fair few titles being used. So Lynch 2 was being used. I used Sandeep 2 throughout the event. You had Rasputina 2, Lucius 2, Sonia 2, and then a Titania 2 from Luke, the Welsh GT runner. Round one. I want to talk about my game. I played Jack, who is a fellow Flippin' Weird, but wasn't on the Flippin' Weirds thing at the time, so I ended up getting paired against him. We had a really good game last time we played. I believe it was at Nationals. We did talk about it. And this was the first time I was playing Sandeep, and I just went full to the wall on putting out those pyres as he sort of clumped up a little bit. And I think throughout the game, like, I think Lynch had about 13, 14 burning on him and was constantly taking stuff at the end. But it was a really interesting game. It finished 8-5. Other notable games there was Ben, who played Sonia and Mast, who was my round two opponent, beat Ironsides 4-0. Hexbows are really quite useful. There was a nice draw in... There wasn't a draw. What am I on about? Ignore me. There wasn't. That was round one. So at the end of round one, Ben was at the top, having beaten Alex. I was second. Matt was third, and Jamie was fourth. It was a nice top end there. Round two was flank, cursed objects, assassinate, leave your mark, sabotage, hidden martyrs, and load them up. Now, playing Sandeep in this made me quite happy. Our board was a full board of XLC terrain. It was really nice stuff. Lots of little walls, some little hedges, some lava pits, and a couple of bits of big buildings. My game was against Ben, who was playing Sonia Unmasked. His list was Sonia, Pale Rider, two Hexbows, and three Spell Eaters. My list, knowing I was going into a shooty crew, I kept with Sandeep 2. I decided to try out the full Golem list that I'd heard from Fiddler was pretty good, and Lord Varney had also preached about. But as I didn't have a Fire Golem, I was kind of limited slightly. So my list was, for that round, was Four Winds Golem with Soulstone Cache. The Metal Golem was Soulstone Cache. The Ice Golem a ice gammon and a Oxfordian mage just to give out the concentrate heals. It was a really tight back and forth game. The score finished 8-2 to me, but I don't think that fairly represents the game. Ben had two hex bows who just had a ski marker and were just pinging shots left, right, and center against Sandeep. And I was constantly having to, rather than use his ability, his bonus action to turn the ice gammon into wind gammon, I had to constantly use it to heal. I had to get people to do the out of action concentrate to do the healing as well. It was just that constant back and forth of trying to keep him above health for assassinate, but not sort of get stuck in my deployment zone too much. It was cursed object, so I was able to sort of I was able to get turn one the metal golem. I got two scrap markers down for him, and I was able to teleport up to two of the spell eaters, and over two turns I was able to sort of get them there. In that one, I took load them up and I took leave your mark, and it was quite straightforward. Once Ben had stayed back to try and keep the range between us to shoot me and all that sort of thing, I sort of had control of the middle of the board, which gave me a little bit of an edge there in that respect. Jamie and Matt were playing on the table next to us, having a class time with Anya 2 into Lucius 2, and it was a 1-point swing, which was really cool. And then we're going to talk very briefly about round three. So round three, I was playing Adam, who is a new player and the secret fourth member of Team Welsh for the upcoming World Cup. And he played Nakima 2. And his list was Nakima 2, obviously the Blood Hunter. He took three Young Neph, Atharak, and Haridin, with the sole explosive of trying to grow into Matures and Caverns very quickly. I took a really weird list. I wanted to see if I could make the list work without relying on those pulsing out those pyres all the time. And the simple response was, it didn't work for me. I did some silly things, which potentially, you know, swung the game poorly. So my list for that was an Ice Golem with Soulstone Cache, Banasuva with Soulstone Cache, an Ice Gammon, a Oxfordian Mage, and then two Soulstone Miners. And the idea was, I took spread them out and breakthrough, and I thought, well, between turning an Ice Gammon into a Wind Gammon and then the two Soulstone Miners, I could easily score spread them out. I could even do breakthrough quite quickly. And for some reason, I don't fully know why, apart from for fun, rather than putting the Soulstone Miners out on the far left-hand side of the board where none of his stuff was because he deployed behind a building, and used Atharak to try and reduce the amount of shockwaves I could do and stuff in turn one, I threw him straight into the middle of his crew. And that was just death. Which was hilarious for me, as I was hitting him and missing him and all this sort of thing. I think the key turning point was Haridin got stuck in with the Ice Golem and Banasuva, and just through the Black Blood Pustule effect and the swift action on it, he was just like, cool, take four damage without me stressing too much through doing it twice, then do the bonus and five damage. It's like, I soulstone some of it. I was fairly confident he had Vendetta on something. I thought it would have been Banasuva because he's slightly easier to get down in comparison to Ice Golem. So I let Banasuva die and kept the Ice Golem going. That was my undoing, as Atharak came in, I think it was turn three, and just went, yeah, cool, one damage. Yeah, you're below half. I scored Vendetta. I was like, yeah, no, that's legit. And he also took Set the Trap, which I think was a really class one with Nakima because of the being able to take the interact with being engaged. Typically with the Sandeep crew in the last two games, I kind of spread out quite a bit. Like, I was within the 6-inch auras for Mantra, but I didn't make much use of, like, fully spreading out. So I just piled into to models to try and kill them. And it just didn't work in this case. And he got some cheap quick points off me that way. He got really lucky on Kudra. He got two double mods on Negs on Kudra to get 8 damage on her after the shielding from Black Blood. And yeah, she just dropped. He had a young turned into a cavern and then went back after the Wind Gammon. I telegraphed it really early. I shouldn't have, but, you know, it was a new player. I was just taking it just having a laugh, really. It's a really long day. So at the end of all of this, and this is a very quick one from me, obviously, is that we had Adam Yarwood, who was my final round opponent, actually won the event, his first event he'd attended, and he topped it. Class act, brilliant opponent, really loved him, and he will be coming on at some point to talk about Nakima, because I really enjoyed our game, and it was a nice, fun game. I think next time we'll take it a bit more seriously and probably be a bit of a closer game. Lord Varney with Anya, of all people, took second, and then Ant Harris, who played me Welsh GT with Rezzers, switched on to Rasputina, got third, and Matt unfortunately missed out on the podium. I ended up sixth, which was fine. I enjoyed myself. That's really it. I don't know what else to say. Like, it was a class event. I went round, had a look at the shops. There was Moonstone there. Again, another class game. Talked to the designer there about it. Stuff sort of we already stuck with Rampage Games and that sort of link. I was just like, the only thing I'd say, like the Birmingham ISO, I wasn't paying £3 for a bottle of Pepsi, like a little 500 milliliter. It just wasn't going to happen. So the next episode we've got coming up is about attending events. I think it's really important to like get out there, see the events in person. So we're going to bring on Grant, who's a nice veteran of the game and was in the Masters. We've got Jan, who's a really good player in Arcanist. He's currently top Arcanist and has run his first TO event in January, which I attended, which was nice, fun, bit of a drive, but it was nice, good fun. And I'm stealing his raffle ticket system for my event at the end of the month. And then we have Sam, who's a new player, who on day one of Enforcers Assemble was up in the nosebleeds with me, much to his bewilderment and surprise. So I thought, new player, get him on as well. The only other thing I want to say is obviously events coming up. You need to like get stuck in, enjoy life. There's lots of events going on in Scotland, and Kai and Lewis up there. I know their next one is Two Steps Ahead, I believe. No, that's in Bad Moon. Sorry, that's the London one. So Two Steps Ahead on the 18th of February at Bad Moon Cafe, which is class. My one is the Madness in Midlands at the end of the month, so 25th. That is nice. Is Broken Promises on March 4th, which is up in Scotland at Common Ground Games. We've got Bite Foe on March 11th. That is currently sold out, but I believe Lee is taking backups. We've got A Breach in the North, which is Carl's events held at Element Games on March 25th. That's going to be a class one. I'm looking forward to going to that. We've got another one, One for All, on the 25th of March, which is Rich at Bad Moon Cafe. So if you're in London, go down there. Dave has just put up about Hall of Eggs, which is in Daventry, which is Battlefield Hobbies, the venue where I'm having my one. He always brings Easter eggs. If you like chocolate, you like Malifaux, that's one to hit up. If you haven't already know about the scene, we've got GTs. We've got the English, the Scottish, the Welsh, and Nationals. Those are our four major events. And Luke via Firestorm Games is taking sign-ups for that now. It's the 22nd and 23rd of April. It's a class weekend away. We have a brilliant social night. So if you fancy getting out to know the community a bit more, please feel free to come along. Look us up. Business time on the 7th of May, which I believe is Jan's second event and the first one using clocks. I'm currently on the list for that, hoping to still go and have a go with some clocks. Dave has Cow Wars on the 13th of May in Milton Keynes in a random village hall near a pub. Again, that is a four-round event. So typically we do three rounds. It's a four-rounder. We've got the World Cup. This is with Lewis, Dave, Kai, a lot of others. There's a sweet deck that is coming up that I'm really excited to look at. I'm looking at the Discord now, and there is a brilliant-looking Snowstorm, which is the Five of Tomes, which kind of looks like a bit like some Star Wars as well. And Archie is the One of Crows. There is still some spaces for that as well. So there's two UK teams, so you need to look out for that. We've got a Breach in the North 6 on June 17th, which is Carl again. at Element Games is doing a whole series this time. We've got Battle for the Breach, which is a two-day event, which is going to be six rounds, so three rounds each day. That's Carl's one. That's on August 26th, 27th. Again, another really good way to get some ranking points in. And then the other one that we've got up there at the moment is a Breach of the North 7 on October 14th. There will be more events added. There's a Malifaux calendar, which you can find by Googling or going on the weird forums on the UK bit. So, gotta leave it there. An exciting event, a excellent triumph for a new player. I really enjoyed Sandeep, and I'm looking to do some deep dives with some people and talking about what I should be playing next and what they're really enjoying. So look out for those. And obviously our next episode, which is the tournament feedback one. Until next time, stay weird.